Hello, everyone, and welcome to Taki Talks Manga. My name's Leah, and today, if you didn't see on Twitter, I'm going to be talking about two monstrous mangas. One of them actually has an anime adaptation that has been subbed and dubbed, so you can look that up when I tell you the title. And basically, this is my Halloween episode for monsters. However, I gotta tell you that both are with female monsters. There aren't many male monsters. But, and yes, prior to this, I did read a manga that would be more befitting for the scary months due to the guts and galore of it all. And I didn't think about that till now. So today, two mangas that are both very interesting and I very much enjoy. So first off, we have My Monster Secret. Actually, I am ... This is the one that has an anime adaptation, and I have yet to watch it, but I can let you know afterwards how it was. Because I do like the manga. It's very interesting. It's basically school life, but with some monsters. If you guys know Monster Musume, it's kind of like that, where the monsters that you see are female. Same one with the next one I'll be reading. If you don't know Monster Musume or Living with Monster Girls, it does have an anime adaptation, but firstly, I believe it came in manga form. And I read the manga form. I have yet to watch its anime adaptation, but I know someone who has, and he very much enjoyed it. Anyway, let's start with reading the first chapter of this. So there are basically two main characters that we learn about, and the cast grows bigger as you go. Okay, everyone on this planet has some kind of secret. So we start off with this girl covering her mouth and getting into tears. And she's like, "You saw me." And then we have our other male main character. No, I didn't see. Both of them are very nervous. And chapter one. Let's confess our love. And it's semi-love story, semi-comedy with ghouls. And she's like, "Ugh, liar, no, I'm serious. Like something too embarrassing to talk about, or a scary hidden truth with the power to ruin things," and they're arguing. But in the end, we all really do want someone else to know. And we have our front cover where we see a very nice image of our two main characters, and there are some characters in the background that we see aren't entirely normal human beings, but we find out more about them as we continue, and let's confess our love. Alright, my monster secret. "I'm not the man I once was. I'm not the same Kuromin Asahi." Asahi? I can't pronounce Japanese names. It's difficult sometimes, okay? Cut me some slack. "No one will be able to tell what I'm really thinking now." And he put on glasses. Not with glasses. And he's playing a card game. So this guy has a few problems. And he tries to act all smart wearing glasses. And his friends are able to tell he's faking. So his friends are just like, "Let's go to the cafeteria or something." And one of his friends, "My glasses aren't a toy. Sorry, it was a dumb idea." "What?" He's bewildered. "Man, doing that stuff with Asahi feels like being forced into blasphemy, right? Makes my conscience throb." "Okay, you don't have a conscience." "Oh, okay. My bad. Asahi is the holy sieve after all." So his friends call him the Holy Sieve. Basically, they call him this because he can't really keep secrets or something. He can't really keep things to himself. He's basically an open book in some ways. "Though not from lack of trying, I, Kuromin Asahi, have the worst poker face of all time. I couldn't keep a secret to save my life. That's why they call me the Sieve with a hole in it, or the Holy Sieve for short." See, I've read this before, and also, just letting you know, there are three volumes to this thus far. Recently, the third one did come out, and I just read it. It is wonderful. And It's great. Since my lies are garbage, people ask my opinion all the time. I think it's okay. Gotcha. Time to redo it. No one tells me anything sensitive. Oh, this can't leave the room, so stay back. But, and then there's a girl going, oh, this can't leave the room, so stay back.